Let's just do it. Let's rough and ready.
Rough and... Well, that's what they called you in college.
Google's all rough and ready.
Poodle, this episode's called Blind Trust, and I wanted to ask you, when is the last time you had blind trust?
That was a sex game we played.
Wow, that was gross.
What's this? Oh, candle wax. It's when I'm blindfolded, and I have to guess what they put on me. Ow. Is that candle wax?
Wow.
Is that a strawberry? Why is it going there?
Wow. Works for him.
Not that I have a problem with it.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
Y'all,
anyway, this is Toe.
This is
our Gatreon.
Welcome to 90 Day Gays Gatreon. Toe, the other way, episode, season one, episode 11.
11, Blind Trust.
We're getting there, getting halfway through.
There's like 22 episodes because they're only 1 hour.
Which is what Happily Ever After should be.
Why? I still don't understand. Why are they doing that to themselves?
I don't get it.
Why not just parse it out for as far as you can? We don't know when this is going to be over.
And don't they need newer more content because of Corona?
Know, we should probably not worry and let them handle their own shit. It is exhausting for us, though.
It's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Toe.
This is Toe.
This is Toe, and this is all of our favorites. Not really.
Not really. Not really.
All of our favorites, and Paul and Carini.
But this was a...
And Laura and Aladdin. And Submit and Jenny.
But we did get a good Paul and Carini scene.
We did.
That wasn't in our edited watch and chat.
That's true.
It's our watch along.
Watch along.
We have too many things with similar names. We have watch and chat, watch along.
Not really.
Love after lockup, lockup after love.
Just
love
you.
Love me or leave me. Fuck me, love me. That's what somebody should make.
Now, I have played that game.
Fuck me, love me.
Fuck me, love me. It's like, which one do you want to do? It's always fuck me.
Don't pull over. It's always fuck me. Don't pull over. They're always coming.
Fuck me or love me. Don't ever be lonely.
You can't tear up that song. That's a beautiful song.
I like it how you just came at me about a song, and I let you just destroy every song.
But that's Doris Day. It's actually Ruth Etting, but...
You've come for everything I love.
You know what? That's fair. You can sing it.
Too late. Too late. You ruined it. It's too late, baby, now it's too late.
We don't have any announcements, right?
I don't think so. Y'all, come at us if you're liking our Love After Lockup.
Oh, yeah, we got that going on.
That's going on. That's at the $8 tier. We've had a lot of good responses to that.
We're dropping our, because this episode's dropping on Thursday, but we're recording this on Wednesday. So therefore, yes. Smothered's coming out today. Very good,
or yesterday.
Poodle. No, tonight. You were right the first time. It's coming out tonight. So it's already up for you if you haven't listened to it.
Y'all, Smothered, we're putting out a lot of content.
I was just about to say that. We're putting out a lot of shit.
Well, now that Labor of Love is done, thank God.
Thank God.
Rest in peace. No, rest in pieces.
Pieces. Oh.
What else are we doing? That's it.
I think that's it for now.
For right
and then
now.
We got Darcy and Stacy coming up.
Oh.
Y'all, we are so excited for that. The trailer looks great.
We decided how we were going to do that.
We haven't. We're having a meeting on that on
tomorrow.
Thursday, which is today when this airs.
I'm confused. Just start the show.
Let's talk about Tiffany and Ronald.
So
in South Africa.
We that sounds like Scottish. Please
South
stop.
South Africa.
Please stop. South Africa. They say Africa. Repeat after me. South Africa.
South Africa.
Africa. There's Africa. No rolled R.
Okay.
Africa.
Africa.
Again, you're rolling your R.
Africa.
Africa.
Africa. South Africa.
Let's move on. This even Henry Higgins never had it this hard. He would go, "You poor son of a bitch," to me.
You know it's bad if Rex Harrison's giving you sympathy because he was an asshole.
Supposedly, Julie Andrews said that he would fart and try to make her laugh.
Oh, so he wasn't an asshole.
No, he was an asshole.
Oh, okay.
It was very difficult.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
He would fart to make her laugh.
Yeah, or like to make her break.
On stage?
Yeah. Or he wasn't very kind. It was her first job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, he was in his fucking 50s. Like, fucking around with her in her... She was, like, early 20s.
Wow.
It's a weird dialectic, that show, y'all.
It is.
Yeah.
Did they normally do it where he's older, too? Is he supposed to be older?
No. He's supposed to be an aged gentleman, but not that old.
But
she
is supposed to be young.
She's supposed to be young.
Boy, yeah. Pygmalion. That's weird.
Yeah. Well, so is the Greek myth. When you... create a statue and you fall in love with your statue.
Although, if Poodle had a statue of himself in a pretty pose,
I'd try to fuck it.
He'd like it. He loves a good Poodle pose.
Anyway,
Tiffany and Ronald, y'all, she's stressed because Ronald's going to a casino to pick up her father.
Again, all of this could have been avoided by saying, "Dad, do this for me without any questions. Don't go to a casino hotel."
Or, "Dad, don't they have Uber in South Africa?"
Like, it is true.
Like, yeah. A cab, tax, like...
It was very high stakes. It's kind of like how a cell phone would solve a lot of older movies.
Yes. Like, like The Adventures in Babysitting would have been fine. She would have found Brenda in the first 5 minutes.
Right.
Brenda.
A cell phone, y'all, solves the plots of older movies.
That's a good movie.
I haven't seen that show in the movie in so long.
I kind of am Brenda in that movie.
Which one is Brenda?
She's her friend with glasses.
Yes!
On the phone. Yeah.
Yeah, you are Brenda. That's,
yeah, on the payphone. Brenda.
So you guys, he does, it's the wedding day. I also wrote down, couldn't all those casino hotels probably have a second entrance?
No, they want you to go to the...
Really?
Yeah, I think they want you to go through, spend the money.
I guess.
They kind of rely on people with gambling addiction. That's kind
That's
of the
awful.
Bread and butter of casinos.
But I feel like there could have been some way around it. I feel like this was so set up to be a stressful thing, and then they turned off the gas in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, because his father could have just came out of the hotel.
Yeah.
Like, that's
Again,
the problem solved.
We have solved this 11 times over, y'all. Yeah.
But,
cell phone would have fixed this.
Hey, Dad, Ronald's going to be there at 1. Could you meet him outside?
Yeah.
Sure.
He's in a real hurry.
Yeah, he's got to go pick up Daniel.
God. So anyway, he calls them and says, 5 minutes, Dad's here. It's all handled. And Tiffany goes, and then she stops playing with her fingers that she's done the whole time. Tiffany plays with her fingers when she's nervous.
She's like, "Now I can get married to someone I've only seen for 60 days.
Someone I just picked up at rehab for 10 days.
Oh, don't forget to pick up my son."
Anyway, so...
Ronald's like, "This was a test.
I kicked its ass. Not bad. We're getting better." So they're there with her sister, Laura, who's chewing gum like a fucking cow.
She is.
When y'all, if you're ever on camera...
Don't chew gum.
You look like an idiot.
Don't chew gum.
Also, and if you ever watch yourself, you're like, "What am I doing? Oh, why'd they let me chew gum on camera?"
It looks bad.
Yeah.
It looks real bad.
She's probably watching herself now. "I look like a cow chewing her cud."
Maybe.
Yeah. Doesn't look good.
Doesn't look good.
It's not a good look.
Not a good
look. Y'all, if you choose mints. Gum's not good for your jaw.
You know what? Let's not come for people if they want to chew gum. How about we let them have that?
You know, that may be a little niche.
Because sometimes we're not correct on things. Like, we're going to talk about this in the other way, but we, and Happily Ever After, y'all were really, really, you really wanted us to know that Romanian is not a fucking Slavic language. We have had so many people come
I did not know.
It's a love language. I did
you
not.
Mean a romance language.
Yes, sorry.
Not a love
language. A love language.
What's your love language? Gifts? Romanian? Touching?
It's definitely not that.
No.
Anyway.
I did not know it was a romance language.
Yeah, it's a romance language.
Who knew?
And also, people are really coming for us about our miseducation of the pronouncement of Medellin in Colombia.
Yeah, but that's just either way. Yeah,
but they're not upset. They're just saying, hey, y'all, basically, y'all, don't come to this show for information. We've told you before.
I don't have a problem with y'all coming for me and correcting us at all.
They did. So,
yeah.
Anyway, the reason I was talking about that is I don't remember.
Don't chew gum because it bothers your jaw.
Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't.
Yeah.
Maybe they chew gum. That's fine. It's just not, don't do it on camera.
I agree with that. No, don't do it on camera. Anyway.
Well, you know what's the worst? Ladies, tell this to your high school daughters and your high school sons or fathers. Tell your kid not to chew gum at prom. I will never forget.
What? Where is this coming from?
I'll never forget. We used to do promenade, you know, like prom. So like they do the promenade where everybody takes pictures and they say like Mr. Jake Anthony and some dumb girl, you know, and you walk down.
God bless
and
her.
And the parents take pictures. I'll never forget Misty Craftsman. She walked down there in this beautiful dress, just chewing gum the whole time. I mean,
so she was photographed chewing
just
gum.
Looked like a heifer.
Yeah.
Just chewing gum.
Chewing her cud.
Like a cow.
Yeah.
Don't chew gum at prom.
It's just not good for your jaw, you guys. Mints are fine. Okay. Just switch out your mints.
Oh, God.
I know we're going to have people go, I'm coming at you because I love my gum. Enjoy your jaw while it lasts. if you have jaw tension, you need to stop chewing gum.
All right, let's talk about Tiffany.
Her bridesmaid dresses are really pretty.
Her bridesmaid dresses are really pretty.
She has good taste.
And, she does have good taste, and she Daniel Ronald's getting Daniel together. He looks adorable.
You can't get this dirty.
Daniel's a cute kid.
I love them together. I would watch a buddy movie with them on the road.
Oh, I would do that.
Just don't go to casinos.
No,
Daniel wouldn't know how to handle that. Or
bars
or strip clubs. Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Tiffany, y'all, if y'all didn't see us in the watch along. We broke out when Tiffany came out in her dress.
I cried.
She looked gorgeous.
Of course, it's off the shoulder. That wasn't even a question.
It wasn't a question. Y'all, by the way.
Beautiful dress, though.
Y'all are tagging us on Tiffany's actual post and just putting Shoulders McGee for every time.
She's going to be so confused.
She's going to hate us. But we actually think she's beautiful.
She has
beautiful shoulders.
If we interviewed people, I would totally talk to them. There are so many other 90 Day podcasts that interview people. We're not one of them. We don't want to talk to these people.
Cray Cray doesn't do that. Melanated Way does that.
They do, yeah.
They had Devin in their chat last night.
Someone, I think 90 Day 420.
I don't know if they interview people, but they tag. We need to do a crossover with them. We should.
They tagged us.
Y'all, we don't have time this month, though, because we're recovering.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know what we're going to do about this Indian matchmaking show, but y'all are all in a tizzy about it.
I think it's going to have to be our new Bicurious for next month.
I think so, too.
Maybe we could drop it early.
Maybe.
So while the show's still hot.
Maybe we could do them all.
Maybe you can shut your fat mouth. Because this got us into problems before. Why do you announce stuff like that?
I just said that to myself. Y'all,
we're not doing it.
We're not doing it. We don't have time.
You know, I've said we're not doing it, and I'm worn down before. I'm absolutely not doing it. I completely have a resolve here. So, anyway, The wedding chapel is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's decorated well. This is a really beautiful wedding.
I would
you
let
guys.
Her do my like right. My, it is gorgeous.
Her dad's walking her down the aisle.
Can we talk Ronald's, about her dad?
I talked about his dad on the watch and chat. Oh, watch along. Her dad
he
is hot. Dad
Don't
is
you hot. Feel like he kind of could be like bi or into like some freaky shit?
I don't know.
Maybe that was just me.
I don't know. You're looking at me. I don't know if you're asking me a question because your eyebrows always raise because of your Botox.
Oh, my Botox is settling in. Settling in, y'all.
It's kind of like everything you ask me is a question now.
I got free Botox from my doctor. I'm a guinea pig.
Anyway, so Ronald's crying. She's crying. The rows are lovely. What the fuck?
I don't know what you said.
The vows
are lovely.
The vows are beautiful. That makes better sense than the yes. rows.
It is weird, though, but while she's walking to the wedding, you hear her say, oh, I'm just nervous because I don't know what I'm getting myself into. Y'all, these are not thoughts you want to have before you get married.
I feel like, though,
it's not what you do.
Everyone has a little bit of cold feet because... and I'm sure Tiffany is super circumspect about a lot of things. She's always, should I do this?
Do you think everybody else? I don't think that. I think you, because you would never want to commit to someone fully and be a chain to someone.
I think everyone on their wedding morning probably has like, oh my God, am I, there's a little bit of fear of like, oh my God, I'm going
to
do this.
Maybe. If you get married, I'm going to have to trank you. Just to make sure you don't run.
To make sure I don't do a runaway bride on like a graduate, where some guy I've dated before comes and gets me. I could see at least one or two exes doing that.
Yeah,
just for romantic gestures. So come on, on the wedding the morning of your wedding, you're like, should I do this? I want to know. I have a there was a client of mine. I'm not going to mention her name. But
Deborah.
She told a story. We're building kind of a cabaret act for her, and she wanted to talk about it. She's like, yeah, everything was set for my wedding. Y'all, don't pull over.
Don't pull over.
Don't pull over. It is busy out today.
Busy. Hail Mary's for them.
Hail Mary full of grace. And she had her wedding all set. She's like, this is the beginning of my life. That morning, she's like, she had the dress, everything. She didn't go. She did not go.
Y'all.
She just had to cancel everything. And when she told me that story, I was like, she didn't go.
Wow.
And she realized that morning that wasn't the man I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. Now, she's married now with a child.
Sometimes it happens.
But I just was like, what if you had a wedding and didn't go?
You know, I bet you some sissies, this is a good sissy spotlight. Call us on the number on the Sissy Spotlight.
Ooh,
tell us your leave them at the aisle story.
Or tell us your cold feet morning of.
Or did you run off with an ex?
Yes.
Or the best man.
And the Sissy Spotlight, y'all, is only available at the $15 tier.
Or if you slept with the best man the night before and still got married, come at us.
Okay.
Somebody might do that.
True. I don't think they're going to want to air that. If you do... More power to you.
It's not going to be private, y'all.
No. We won't say your name, though. Sometimes we can keep that. Anyway, come at us. If you're on your Patreon, you should have the number.
We love hot tea. We got hot tea this week.
Uh-huh.
It was good.
Leslie DJ.
Ooh, that was good.
So you guys, Daniel brings the ring, and he's like, thank you, my boy. He's like, you're welcome, Dad. Oh, it's so sweet.
It is sweet. And, it's a little instant family. Yeah.
And Daniel's like, oh, very much instant family. Daniel's like, it's like a miracle they got together. He's such a cute kid.
He's cute. He said, and now I have the responsibility of two parents, of listening to two parents. And I wanted to say, like,
just add water, instant family.
Yeah,
you're right.
Say you're the one that's in charge of this, honey, because your parents.
Yeah, this is a sweet wedding, but boy, you still feel the flags raising.
Well, it was sweet until his mom said, "I can't believe just to think 6 months ago my son was in prison because I had him arrested for selling my refrigerator,
selling my fridge, pawning
and
my
I'm
fridge."
Like, maybe we should have given this a little more time to bake, just a little bit more time.
Shall we move on
gorgeous reception to
Jiggy Jiggy Purple Friend and
Jiggy,
Aladdin.
Jiggy. Yeah.
Ugh. This is one person I wish I didn't have to talk about. just a dark cloud for this whole show.
It's interesting watching this season versus this season now. I feel like the way they do the other way this season, so much is crammed into each episode.
Yeah, there's a
and
lot.
And these are not. These have
you
like
mean this season.
Season the, one has like each couple has like maybe one or two scenes.
Right.
Where in this season, each couple has like three
two.
Or four scenes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I feel like it supposedly is a different production team for every one. And so, because we talk with someone in Matt Sharp's office, and there some of the producers are not assigned to certain seasons. So it's a different team, each one. So I think that's on purpose. I think that's intentional. So
maybe
all I know is this season of Happily Ever After is heavy as fuck, y'all.
I like
we can barely get through 2 hours.
This other way breathes a little bit more than the current season.
I agree.
Two.
I agree with that. This one has more of a sense of levity. There's yeah. a anyway.
Unless
so,
you're Laura. She has a sense
and
of.
And she can't. I can't wear. I don't want a man to decide for me clothes. Not you're just in a Muslim country, but yeah. So that's a whole
yeah,
other.
You're
issue.
Just you know, you knew all this before.
They're still fighting over the purple friend, y'all. Anyway, and
she feels bad that she threw it away,
and she's like, I don't understand. He doesn't understand that. Doesn't he want his wife to be satisfied? Yes, and he wants to do it. He wants to give you a railing.
That's what the and he can't because he's a homosexual. But that's beside the point. But you bring up a good point. With that, she hasn't ever, she's not acknowledging his feelings
no!
at all. She's just saying, but this is about me getting my rocks.
Yeah.
And I get it. Women should be able to do that and all that. But still, can't you acknowledge at least where you're, you don't have to agree with him.
Yeah.
But just validate what your husband is coming from.
It's kind of like this is not the same, but she freaked the fuck out about four, my husband can marry four women. And she's like, what is this?
Yeah.
It's not the same, but she was like, well, why isn't he open to a little, my purple friend in the bedroom? It is not, I'm not saying it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying she's closed off to everything and wants him to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, we're going to talk about that. So, that's going to happen a little bit later, but, so they're going to go going clothes shopping at the market. This is a beautiful market.
It is.
Because he wants to get her something for Ramadan, which is
and
coming up.
And she's like, head covering. She's like, well, that sucks for the women. Just be a little more patient, a little more accepting of other people's cultures. Just
especially
a little.
If you're moving, I don't know. It's
I know.
So gross.
She's so awful. I want to punch her in the face.
I bet Canadians are like, do we have to claim her?
She's, I will say, she's one of the top five losers in for me,
boy,
all
Canada,
of them.
Y'all don't come a lot on this show, but when you do,
yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, that's true. There haven't been a lot of Canadians.
Probably because they're not dramatic.
She doesn't, I don't think Laura doesn't consider herself Canadian. She's from Canada.
But she carries herself, I guess, more American, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, but she's been in America for too long.
She's been
in Florida. We don't want her, y'all.
We don't want her. And she's in, I think she's still in Ecuador now.
No, she's in Canada now.
Oh, she's
she
back
got
in
back.
Canada. Oh, okay.
She conned her way somehow into flying back with her
she's
dog.
She's a con woman. You are right.
She, on a llama, she finally made, she kind of got up there on a llama.
So she said, I feel like I'm graduating from high school because they're putting her in this black gown. What I loved about this is that she puts the hood over her head wrong, and just the way she looks like a sad Star Wars character.
She does.
Like a sad Obi-Wan Kenobi. And it's not the outfit, it's the
like,
way she did it.
She looks like someone in the bar,
yeah.
Someone's mother has come to get him. Parveet, you said you would be home an hour ago. She's someone's mother. She's come to get her son. You said you would be home an hour ago. I came 8 parsecs to get you.
Hey, Obi-Wan, I made your favorite enchiladas. Why aren't you here?
She's so awful. Anyway, So she thinks that, she says this, I feel fat, and she thinks that asking a woman to cover up her body is BS. And I wrote down, I don't know if you can disagree with religious laws, Laura.
I mean,
Google's your friend. You knew this was the way.
That's what the thing is that people that often, look, we're not saying that, I'm not saying we personally don't agree with these laws either. However, it's the audacity of these people,
Americans,
mainly Americans, coming over there and thinking that they can,
I can do what I want.
They can change this themselves when they don't understand this is thousands of years of culturation.
This is religious law written into government.
Yes.
I mean,
this is like the same as like us saying one person is going to come over here and change the Bill of Rights for our country.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Or just even cultural rules, like
when you see a guy in an alley, you drop your pants.
Exactly,
that's a cultural rule.
Or if I say I'm going to celebrate Christmas, but I'm going to celebrate it orange and purple.
Well, why would you do that?
I know. Exactly, that's more of a cultural rule that I'm talking about. No one would do that.
Now I'm triggered because I don't like Christmas trees with funky colors.
I know you don't. That really triggered you. So he's...
I had a person who made a pink tree with light blue ornaments, and I wanted to say, that's not Christmas!
I'm not a fan of those either. When it comes to Christmas, you're very traditional.
I'm persnickety about it.
That's an understatement. I wonder how many trees we're going to have this year.
You know,
it's COVID, so
and we're
going to
be home and we're stuck with it. I'm already planning, I think, two in here since I'm going to be here so much.
No, you don't plan anything in my house.
You know, I just give you a couple more extra doses of CBD oil and make you a few drinks, and you'll let me do whatever the fuck I want because you'll be asleep.
That sounds inappropriate.
I definitely think, I've been thinking. Definitely, I'm also thinking of
about a tree there, actually.
That would be great. I'm thinking a beautiful wreath
this
for you.
This is ridiculous. We're not going to talk about what's going to go in my house for Christmas. I hate you. Moving on.
Garland and lights.
So we're going to meet his boss. We're going to meet Aladdin's boss. And he's basically telling her all these things, like, if he shakes out his hand, shake your hand, you can shake his hand. But if he doesn't, don't shake his hand.
Yeah.
So I thought of this as helping her to understand cultural mores. Yeah. She takes it as he's wanting me to be something else and be subservient to him.
No, he's trying to help you fit in.
Yeah.
Because he wants you to feel comfortable here.
Yeah, I just... And rarely, you guys, am I going to see it so black and white. And because I don't like Aladdin either. I'd have sex with him. Yes, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
But she's just being awful. And it's so interesting.
Sorry, I was thinking about Aladdin having sex with me.
Coming back, he doesn't really have a big dick, though.
No.
Yeah.
But he'll just pummel you like your head's up against that headboard. You've got a bruise on your forehead.
He would finish in 2 minutes, though.
He probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, even with girls,
well, especially
he's not
if he
very
had
long.
A butthole, because he'd be so excited to finally have a butthole. He'd be like, "Oh my god!" Oh,
but maybe Laura lets him go in the back door. No,
I don't think he would be
freaked out by that.
Yeah, I don't think he would do that.
Anyway,
Aladdin, if you're listening, let us know if you come in the back door, literally.
So she's
hello, hello, hello.
Tumbleweed goes by. Anyway, so she's meeting the boss. He does shake her hand. He just puts down. She's like, "Yeah, give him a real firm handshake to show I'm a woman who knows her power,
who has power."
I'm like,
who and I wanted to
shut
say,
up.
"Be gone! You have no power
you have
here.
No power here. Be gone!
Be gone!" Because y'all cut to. I said, "I wonder if we could show Laura saying this, and then cut to her." 8 months later, living quarantined in Ecuador without any money, and and nobody to call except for her gay boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if they're still together.
What's the power in that, bitch?
Her gay boyfriend who lives in California.
Yeah.
She was on the phone with. This was in quarantine, you guys.
He's like, hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Not good. It was so gay.
It was so gay.
I can't wait to see you.
Can't wait to see you.
I can't wait to put my head on your titties.
We should go to a drag show just because I know you're into that.
The boss wants to show her his exotic birds.
Did not like this section.
I would imagine. You probably had to watch
this. Christina, thank you for editing this out of the watch along.
It's obviously cultural thing in Qatar, that when you have money and status, you own birds. Have lots of birds and you show them.
$275,000 worth of birds.
Yeah.
I think this guy could buy us and sell us.
Cost $275,000. Yeah.
Oh, the emu.
Yeah. Y'all, emus, I will say, I'm not really freaked out by birds like this one is. That emu freaked me the fuck
They're
out.
They're mean birds.
Yeah.
They're mean.
I feel like that emu would try to penetrate me with that beak.
Yeah, people have emus in Oklahoma, actually.
Really?
But why? Why do they sell
is
them for
emu? I believe it's, or emu.
Well, it's emu. Oklahoma. Yeah. It'd probably be emu.
Emu.
It's, yeah. Emu. Yeah, it's,
emu.
It's probably emu.
Yeah.
But what do they sell?
The liquid you.
What do they sell them for?
I do not know.
Like, do they sell them for meat, feathers,
I'm
eggs?
Sure people eat them.
Come at us and let us know what you get your emu
they
for.
They look dangerous,
They
though.
Look dangerous.
And even and Laura's like, I'm not going near those fucking birds.
But they're not ostriches, but they look like ostriches.
Yes. So.
Those are big-ass birds.
They're sitting down. The boss is like saying, you know, how are you finding this? How are you getting along as a woman here? She's like, well, I'm doing my best. Don't really, it's a different culture here completely. Yeah. Again, Google's your friend. And he's like, he's kind of needling her. The boss is like, you know, men here can marry four women. She's like, oh, really?
Oh, really? And then really? She's like, Alan didn't tell me this.
Yeah, again, Google's your friend.
Now, she's like, now he's somebody I didn't know. I don't know if I feel comfortable with him.
Yes. God, I hate her. I hate her. Not that I wouldn't have a problem with this either, but the way, it's her entitlement.
Yeah.
It is her fucking entitlement.
She should probably be worried about less about him having four wives and more about him having one husband.
He liked dick.
He liked dick. That's what we think.
I don't even think that just because of the sex thing. There's something about him that I pick up a vibe from.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's thy doth protest too much vibe.
Well, he's into white Americans. You would have a shot. You do have very pretty pale skin.
That's true.
It's very pretty. It's a porcelain.
If I'm
in your blue eyes,
if
he probably
I'm
would
in
be
a,
into
in
it.
A baya or whatever that has, he wouldn't even know. I'd shave my
face. You
shaved
your beard and wear one of your wigs.
And then I'd pull a crying game on him.
Because you have a very pretty feminine back.
I know. I do.
You do.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Should we move on to Jihoon and Devin?
Not much happens in this section.
Very little.
Very little.
The baby's due in 2 weeks. She's Devin's got on very questionable makeup.
Her makeup is horrible in this. It looks like she took your mom's old like Clinique eyeshadow, but like the short fat ones that are in the eyeshadow compact. And she just looks like she took that to do her makeup.
And then used Raggedy Ann blush.
It is Raggedy Ann.
The same, even the same eyeliner for that.
The same eyeshadow for the blush.
And the hair doesn't go with it.
There's no blending.
No.
And granted, bless, she's 9 months pregnant with high blood pressure.
But she could have just come on with no makeup.
You know, Jackie Wiseman pulled it together when she was pregnant. She still looked good.
No makeup. When you're going to be on camera, y'all, no makeup is better than bad makeup.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good rule. No makeup is better than bad makeup.
Just mascara and a lip gloss will be your friend.
Yep.
It's all you need.
Yep.
Because you don't want to have dry paw lips on camera.
Elizabeth and Andre, Libby, Libby looks like a goddamn model in her confession shots. And she then, and she, I will, she's doing her makeup better now that she's in Romania or Moldova.
But you know what? I think actually she, her makeup without, her face without makeup looked better.
I agree.
Than what her makeup
what
looked
prior.
What
she normally does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She does that white face that a lot of women do.
Well, a lot of women use an SPF in their foundation, which you should do normally day to day. However, if you're taking pictures, a lot of time there can be zinc or titanium in those, and those can reflect the light and give you a white face.
Okay.
So if you're taking photographs, you want to use a photo finish foundation.
That was a lot.
There you go.
The more you know.
That's why I don't use an SPF on any of your concealer or foundation when we do videos.
Okay. It's good to know.
I beat your face to the gods.
So, y'all.
A lot of contouring.
Where
on
were
Poodle.
We? Her blood pressure is high, and so is the baby's.
They got to take the baby early.
They're going to do. You sound like Little House on the Prairie. The baby's. They're going to take the baby early. She's getting a C-section. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. So he can't change her ticket. He's like, oh, I'm screwed. So probably because he probably bought her non-refundable ticket so early. And she's like, I told you not to.
She's like,
to.
I told you not to do that.
Only the beginning again, of things that Ji-hoon's going to fuck
Devin,
up, y'all.
Devin, this is a metaphor.
Yeah.
This it's is actually not sign. Even a metaphor.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen.
And
he's
says,
never going
to
show
you're
up.
You're going to have the baby without me.
And she says, this makes me question his commitment.
I wish you had a little bit more. Gone that a little bit more.
A little bit
just
more.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit
just
more.
Just a little bit.
Hey, Fran. We're in Tonachines.
Paul!
Let's go looking for houses like house hunters. I want a big house. I want a big house, Fran.
Y'all.
Better be cool.
In our watch and chat, our watch along, Jesus.
Christina said, the House Hunters Tonachines edition.
She fell out. It kind of is like this
because Paul's like, this is really nice. I like this. And she's like, no, too much money.
Too much money. So basically, they're going to look for houses.
Yep.
There's a guy
Paul's
named Edson.
Paul's got champagne taste on a water budget.
It's true. There's Edson, who's a realtor. I think wearing a bulletproof vest.
I think so.
He's handsome.
I agree.
He's talking them to this house. This first house, it is very nice.
Yeah.
It's $1,100 a month.
Air conditioning. It's got
a refrigerator.
It's got a strange window out back that you can open up. It's mm-hmm. got that very questionable white brown wood
yes.
pattern that I guess is common in Tonachines.
Paul says, "I like it, friend.
I like it.
I like it.
I like this. I like this place."
And Karini's like,
she's
"We
like,
can't afford
no.
that." Because you don't work.
She's so Paul. She said, "Paul, you have no money.
You have no money." Like, we can't
you
afford...
You don't have a job.
Like, you might get deported here.
Yeah. And the second house, they go in, and Paul, she's like, I like it. And he's like, nope, I don't like it.
Because there's
like it,
no
friend.
Air.
No air.
He's like, it's hot, and there's bugs.
He's like, I'm not going to stay here. It's not going to stay here. He's like, it's hot, bugs.
It's also only $260 a month.
That's a steal.
If Paul can't afford that.
And I think by now, he thinks that they're staying in Tonachines. But at this point, you guys, just take what you can get, Paul.
And also, couldn't they find someplace in the middle that's like $500?
Yeah. Well, I don't think we saw the third option, which was probably basically that shed that
yeah.
Paul sits, mm-hmm. sits in after
sits
a while.
In.
Yeah. I have decided that Paul was spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculously.
Oh, yeah.
By his mother.
Mary spoiled him.
And
for
Paul
sure.
is not happy if anything doesn't go with his checklist.
No, that's why it's so hard for Paul to accept that Mary's in the current season putting the kibosh on, like, we're not helping you with this baby. He doesn't get it and understand because his mother's always bailed him out.
Yeah. Paul, I haven't even had my goddamn iced tea yet. Well, goddamn, son, I haven't had my iced tea yet. Frank, can we have a loan? That's a great meme that Christina made for us.
She did make a good meme.
Well, goddamn, son. I haven't had my iced tea yet.
That was a little bit of Grandma Hazel
yeah.
that I put in there.
Well, goddamn, son.
Well, goddamn it, Paul. I haven't even had my iced tea yet.
I don't think that she would say goddamn. They're definitely Baptists.
My grandma would say that, though.
So They, again, Paul has a complete meltdown over you have no money. And he's like, I'm not going to stay here. And once she's like, you do your own thing. He's like, you want a divorce? You want a divorce? Fran, you want a divorce? Fran, you want a divorce? I'll divorce you. That's it. And she's like, drama.
That, she knows how to say that in English because she knows what it drama. Is. So basically, then Paul says, so we got to go back to the house. And that's a little problematic because...
Karini's mother hates me.
Because every time we fight, Karini tells her about it. And that's every day, friend. Every day.
You know what? She does hate your fucking guts because you're awful.
Because you're awful. And the mom's like, he treats Karini badly. So, and Karini's told her about the DNA for the baby.
Yeah. I liked it when he's eating her food and she's like, it's good for him, but it's got a hell of a kick. So you know she made that food spicy.
She just watched him like it was poison.
I guarantee you, Paul cannot handle spicy food.
What is that?
I guarantee you.
Movie where the women poison the guy, and you loved it so much with Nicole Kidman.
Oh, what is that movie?
Where the women, the guy comes in, the hot guys at Colin Farrell.
What is that movie? Oh, what is that
I
movie?
I liked that movie.
Oh, you loved it.
He's so hot in that movie.
Nicole Kidman and all his sisters.
Yeah.
What is that movie? I can't remember the title right now. It's a fantastic film. The original is supposed to be better.
Really?
Yeah, that's what the people say.
Is it like French or something? Or was it originally in the...
I do not know. We're not very helpful with this.
Hey, Siri, what's that movie with Nicole Kidman where she poisons the guy?
I'm on it. I didn't find exactly what you were looking for, but I did find a number of movies with Nicole Kidman.
It says Bombshell.
That's not it. That's the Fox News thing, that Megyn Kelly.
That says and Bombshell.
That's wrong. That's okay. Thanks. Thanks, Siri.
Thanks, Siri.
So anyway, Paul is talking to... he basically says, the embassy may need a DNA test to make sure the baby's a citizen, which I don't know if it's a thing.
I think that's 100% bullshit.
Yeah.
I think he's just making
that up.
He's trying to say that so that way the Karini's mom doesn't hate him. Too late.
And this has been a thing because he asked her to do it on the tell-all.
Robinson came for him.
On
the tell-all, he literally told her he wanted a DNA test.
And Sean Robinson's like, Paul? Seriously?
And it was sad because Karini just got a new haircut.
I know. She got that
she
nice
was feeling
bob.
Good. And he just brought
he
her down.
Her. Anyway, she says, Paul finally says, I feel like this is my baby. Mostly because he could hear the heartbeat and the baby was like, friend, friend,
ba-boom, friend,
friend,
ba-boom,
friend,
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 Karini, friend. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so then he's looking at her phone trying to translate, and all of a sudden you hear, brruh! And that's like, wait, who's this? And you basically hear the shade rattle. Someone sent us that. We need to use that.
Y'all, if you're fucking around and talking to other people, don't let your partner have your phone or use a WhatsApp app or I don't know what cheaters use.
Do y'all, I don't think she's cheating. She's just putting emojis on guys.
And she's getting money sent to her because Paul can't afford anything.
Remember when one guy she was commenting with was so gay?
So gay.
And he's like, oh, I've been in Rehoboth Beach all weekend. And Karini's like, looking good. Like, thanks, girl.
Oh, yes. Paul doesn't
heart
care.
Heart emoji.
Who Paul is this guy? Paul loses his shit.
This guy's friend. This guy's really fit.
She's like, Paul.
Looks like he's Paul, like, no, Paul. Look, is that a Barbara Streisand picture on his wall?
No, Paul. Who's Jared? They give
Jared,
me money. You're a loser.
I can talk to Brazilian girls all I want. Is that it?
No,
that
you can't talk. You can't speak Portuguese, so you can't talk to anyone, Paul.
Who's Jared?
He goes into a complete spiral. Which, he's not wrong. Look, I don't think...
It's a little sketchy that Karina has been getting money from somebody.
And it's a little... Yeah. It's just...
She's probably just duplicitous. Doing what she needs to survive.
But she's doing what she needs to do to survive because he's such a fucking loser.
Yeah.
And also, I think Karini is spoiled.
Right.
And I know she's pregnant now, but Karini's never going to work.
And no.
It's not what she's going
to
do.
The big deal here is that Karini was talking to someone in English. Because it's apparently it's okay to talk to any other guys in Portuguese, but he wants to be the only white one in his life.
Exactly.
In her life. Which is even more fucked up.
The only one.
Anyway, their fairy tale is only going to get better.
Only going to get better. Only going to get better.
And later on, you can see it when they're back in America and he has to go see his mother at that restaurant, eat shrimp on a stick and beg her for money.
She says no. Computer says no.
That's all I had of those messes.
And just when you think that people can't be more of a shit show, Corey,
Surf Jesus.
And Evelyn.
So I went out today, and I was fishing, and I was really interacting with the locals.
Actually,
and
we're going to pause this. We're going to do a 90 Days Theater.
Okay.
Jake is going to be playing the role of Corey.
Okay.
I'm going to be playing the role of three village men, not the village people that are gay. Village men. And the scene is Corey is walking along the beach. He just had a good surf session.
Hey there, dudes. Gonna share the Book of Mormon with you.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hola, man. What's
up? Hola. Hola. It's good to see you guys. Oh, this was a great day. Hola.
You're Evelyn's boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Tom, right?
No. Dude, my name's Corey. Oh. That was like, he was like.
You're Rick.
Her boyfriend. No, that's another one. He was like her boyfriend. He was like her boyfriend like four boyfriends
Tyler.
Ago.
Tyler.
No, dude. You know me.
Eric.
Dude. How many have there been?
Sean. Shane. Sean with the S-E-A.
Never heard of that one.
Seamus.
Now you're just going through S names.
No, well, that's the alphabet she was on last year.
Oh.
But before that, there was Brad. There was Tom. There was Carl.
I gotta go.
Carl, were you fucking that girl in Ecuador? Did you go to that bar, Carl?
I gotta go talk to my girlfriend Evelyn.
And scene.
I really liked it when Carl's wife made an appearance.
Who knew? Who knew?
She thinks every Carl that we hear about on the podcast is cheating on
Someone
her.
Someone needs to tell her it's not that Carl.
Well, she's probably very jealous. She doesn't get out that much.
Y'all,
Carl's wife.
It's pretty bad when people are calling you the wrong fucking name. And Corey says, "But I've been here with her for 4 years."
The thing about it is, y'all, they all. She even Evelyn says, "You know, like a lot of white guys look alike."
That's kind of racist.
Well,
if we're calling it that, but
it
white
is,
people
but,
say that. But
exactly, and
but
so I enjoyed it. So anyway, she's like they just see you as a gringo, you know, and or they may just be fucking with him because they basically called him a cuckold because he's just like because
maybe some of them have fucked around with that
yeah man. Y'all every
yeah because she's the town mattress.
We have learned that while he's not there, y'all, Evelyn's gotten hers with quite a few of the men of the town.
Yes. So Corey, he's upset. So he's going to go back to the bar and talk to Evelyn.
Yep. And he fucked his ex. She fucked her ex while they were on a break.
And Corey, but it's kind of like.
She says, like I would say, I'm not proud of it.
It's kind of like a Ross and Rachel break.
Yep.
Like Corey didn't really think it was a break. Evelyn.
Corey's Rachel in this.
Yeah. And Corey. And Evelyn knew it was a break. My favorite part is when he walks up to her and he's like, "Hey, honey, how was today at the bar?" "Well, I could have used your help, but it was fine."
She's always making him feel bad, y'all. She's a master. Oh, I love her.
She is a master.
She's a master.
Because then she turns this. She's like, "Well, they don't know you because you haven't learned Spanish and you haven't integrated yourself."
She can turn it on him.
This is your fault.
By the end of this, you guys.
It's not his fault, y'all.
She makes him apologize to her.
Yes. She's a master.
Again, Evelyn, if you offered classes, I would totally enroll.
And not only does she make him apologize, she also tells him, even though Corey says this ex still says he's in love with her and wants to be with her, she says then she should still be friends with him because of their history.
And you're not going to bring this up to me anymore.
Would if you were with someone that you loved and you had an ex and they kept saying I love you, would you be friends with them? You know, you're the wrong person to ask for this.
I was just gonna say, bark the wrong tree here. But I'm not gonna give
you
the answer.
I would cut off that friendship and say, sorry, if you're in love with me, that's your deal.
Because how do you know when you're gonna be on a break next and who's gonna fuck you after you're on a break?
You really are her.
Anyway, but he's like, fine, I'll do what you want. I've just got too much to do. I have to convince you to get married to me before my visa runs out.
Which, again, y'all, he's not listening to her.
No.
She does not want to get married to him, and he is not believing it.
No.
He's an idiot.
I agree.
And then, as Evelyn says, just look at the future. Why are you ruining it?
Yeah, she does say, why are you ruining this?
I just put, ha, 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 ha. I laughed out loud. Now that we know her game, she's horrible, but she does make me laugh.
I don't think they will ever get married.
Oh, no. No.
He would have to become a different person.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If they get married, he will have pulled off one of the greatest coups ever.
You know, because I think... Because
you know what? She's like me. She can't be tamed.
She can't. And honestly, like, even if she got pregnant, I don't think she would keep it.
Really? Even though she's Catholic?
I mean, you don't think she hasn't before?
I do not know. I'm not going to speculate.
I think so.
I think everyone loves condoms with her. I think she's pretty careful.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Or she makes them pull out.
Maybe.
That.
Y'all, it's time for our Patreon props. God. Time for our Patreon props. Poodle, we are on the letters U and V.
U and V.
Would you like U or V?
I will take U.
Okay. Y'all, while Poodle's looking up who he's going to choose, be sure you can just move that down. There you go. Scroll up. You can find us at 90daygays.com.
Who have we used?
You can find our merch.
Where's the letter of gay?
You can't do you the die. What is it? It's
God.
I'm helping you.
I'm glad you have a DC Comics app. Nerd.
Yeah, that's how I read comics.
Nerd.
It's right there.
Where?
You can't use that person.
Oh, I see it.
Boy,
you
it's
or
like.
B.
You know, it's like you've never used technology. Anyway,
Gabe
y'all.
Gabe Horn's taught me a lot.
Go to 90daygays.com. That's where you can find our merch. I actually think it starts today. All of our merch is on sale for 35% off. Poodle's got to get on it because you're going to make your line of home pillows.
I do.
You need to get on that and get that going. So we've got all that going, y'all. You can find us on Cameo. I'm at TheMattMar, 2 T's, 2 R's. Jake is at Jake It or Fake It. You can also, what else can you... my brother just got my dad a Cameo.
Oh.
From Charlie Sheen congratulating my father on his third divorce. You know, y'all can get a Cameo for all occasions.
That's fucked
And you know
up.
What? Charlie Sheen was like, Chelsea Marr, we're tied.
Wow.
We're tied. Anyway, y'all. So any occasion, if you want to break up with somebody or you want to tell
I'll break up with someone
Poodle
for you.
Will do it.
I've gotten, mostly my gig is straight men.
Yeah.
Been reading straight men a lot lately.
Yeah, that's what he does.
So, y'all, this is, my Patreon prop goes out to Ursula.
Good name.
Vieto. Ursula Vieto.
The pretty name.
Vieto. Ursula, y'all, a lot of people don't know that Ursula...
Mm-hmm.
One of her favorite things to do, she doesn't get out much.
No.
But she has a very vivid inner life. And she loves cosplay.
Oh.
One of her favorite cosplays is stewardess or flight attendant. More stewardess. Like, she loves the 50s, 60s stewardess, where they could, like, smoke in the planes and shit
like
that.
Kind of like the outfits we have.
Yes.
Plug the 90 Day Fiancé music video.
So she basically, her family tolerates it. Like when she goes around, she serves very, very small portions for dinner, always asking them if they want another beverage. And she and her husband really has a problem with making sure that when he has to get up in the morning, she makes him pull his seat back up.
Oh.
Because they sleep in plane seats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Doesn't like that.
Okay.
But, you know, she's making her way. She's making her way through it. The thing that her husband really likes is when they do role play. Oh. And she gets to do the seatbelt demonstration. But actually, they lock into a seatbelt and she rides him like a bucking bronco. And then she says, now, remember, secure me, I get mine before you get yours.
Wow. You know,
like secure your face mask.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
your
I got it.
And
yeah,
through
I
your
got
child.
It. I got it. It was gross.
And then she uses his dick as a flotation device.
Well, that's just practical.
That's her Patreon prop.
All right. Y'all, there you go. Ursula
Vietto.
Rhymes Vietto. My Patreon prop goes out to Veronica.
Veronica.
She has no last name. It just says Veronica.
Okay.
And y'all, the reason is because Veronica, she is, you know, she has kind of like, it started as funnily enough, kind of in her life herself, but now it's really become her whole life, is that she's obsessed with that show, Veronica's Closet. Y'all remember that show?
My friend Sarah used to say Veronica's Closet.
Closet.
Kind of like you say it.
Veronica.
You say closet.
Y'all, her real name is Sharon.
Okay.
She was born Sharon Smith.
She really likes Veronica's Closet with Kirstie Alley.
You know why? Because she's a dick pig for Dan Cortese.
Oh.
Who isn't?
No one says Cortese. Cortez.
Whatever. She says his name different to be fun.
And the guy, he played gay on there, but Wallace, what's his name?
Wallace Langham.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wallace Langham. Because he's gay in real life.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, how about we make this about Veronica? So, anyway. So, y'all, Veronica, she loves Veronica's Closet so much.
Closet.
She joined Scientology like Kirstie Alley.
Okay.
Because she thought that would be helpful.
Watch out. I've already been declared a suppressive person. be careful.
Anyway, y'all, cut to 8 months later. She had no money and her 401k was bankrupt and she was just driving around her block looking for aliens and realized this is some fucked up shit. And she was driving and she saw a shirtless man running and she realized it looked like Dan Cortese. And that's why
Cortese.
And that's why she got into this from the first place. So she ended up getting that guy's information by following him. She realized that he was married, so she ended up buying a house across the street. And right now, she is currently trying to find out how she can get rid of his wife.
That one had a lot of tentacles.
You know, Veronica, she's a Sharon no more.
Veronica, I hope that works out for you.
So, y'all, send your love and prayers to Veronica, because this bitch wants hers.
Okay.
And that's her Patreon.
That's the show, y'all.
That's the show, y'all. That's the show.
What else do we have? Anything else?
I think that's it. Shout out to Veronica's Closet. Let us know where you can see. I loved that show.
There was another helper, too.
That show was very gay.
It was so gay.
It's so gay. I loved it.
Shocking. Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show.
Find us at 90 Day Gays.
I already said all that. We're good. All we have to now is we call these people Lonely Hearts Poodle, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes, and if you find yourself getting basically attacked by a random emu,
call us.